الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers, young ones in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I felt it apt and appropriate to continue in the footsteps of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib during his absence, and that during the past few weeks he has been discussing some surahs of the Quran Sharif that are generally recited in our salah, in our prayers, so that we become a little bit more attentive. We attain that khushu that is required of us in salah, that attention that is required of us in salah. And it makes it all the much easier to attain that if we understand what we are listening to or what we are reciting. So the surah that I felt we should discuss today is a surah that is recited quite often in the salah. It is a very, very short surah of the Quran Sharif. And if the imam does not recite it, then indeed many of us will recite the surah in our salah because it is a very short surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. وَالْعَصْرِ, by the token of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam by time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, mankind is at a loss. Every single person, alif lam, those who understand the Arabic language, or have studied a little bit of Arabic grammar, will understand that in al-insan, the alif lam in al-insan, covers every single human being on the face of the earth. Every single human being on the face of the earth is at a loss. He is not profitable in the investment that he has made. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except four categories of people. Every human being is at a loss. He is not a successful businessman, inverted commas. He has not applied his capital in the correct manner, in the correct avenues. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who believe and do righteous actions and encourage one another of the truth, advise one another about the truth, and advise one another to be patient and subservient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the brief tarjuma, the translation of this short surah of the Quran Sharif. Let us analyze it a little bit further now. Wal Asr. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need not take a qasam or need not take an oath upon anything to explain something to us. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath is to explain to us the gravity of the matter, emphasize to us the importance of this particular action or this particular item. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever He takes a qasam or He takes an oath in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, takes an oath on aspects which are very, very important in a person's life. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, by the morning light, by the sun and the light that it spreads around. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, and we all know that without the sun, what problem we would have. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the night. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, Allah Himself says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ, that tell me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to lengthen the night until the day of Qiyamah, who is there who will bring daylight for us? In those few countries of the world where the sun does not shine for months on end, people are depressed. There are all types of sicknesses that people get involved in. So we can well imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He takes a qasam, He takes an oath on something, then it is something which is very, very important. In this surah of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on time. Wal asr. By the token of time, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take a qasam on time? And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that because of this time, after taking the oath on time, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that mankind is at a loss. So the link between these two verses of the Quran Sharif, that wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, is that man is at a total loss because he has not valued this capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. This capital of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, he has not valued it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in one hadith, the meaning of which is that each and every one of you is a tradesman. When he goes out in the morning, he is a tradesman. He has a capital with him. And amongst you are those who safeguard this capital and make a profit and return home. And amongst you are those who waste the capital. Leave alone making a profit, even the capital is lost. Referring to time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to time. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, once whilst he was traveling, he passed by a grave. And when he passed by the grave, he returned to that grave. He offered two rakats of salah. And thereafter, came on to his conveyance and continued. The people that were with him asked, that, O Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who was the inmate of this grave? He must have been a very, very pious person, that you offered two rakat salah near his grave and then you continued on your journey. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, no. The reason why I performed the two rakats of salah was that the person in the grave, immediately the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to mind, that the person in the grave, he longs, he wishes, he desires that how we wish that we had an opportunity to perform two rakats of salah, we would have done that. So Allah, I felt to myself, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I felt to myself that I was given that opportunity to perform two rakats salah, so I might as well perform it. Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar of hadith, A very, very famous scholar of hadith who has written the commentary of Bukhari Sharif, Fathul Bari, in more than 20 volumes. And many, many other great works of hadith. Hundreds of tasanif he has. He has written, he has authored hundreds of kitabs. He says about him using his time correctly, that in the old days when they used to write, the pen would become blunt and would need sharpening. So while he was sharpening the pen, he would engage himself. He could not take it that his time is not being spent in the path of deen. Although sharpening that pen also was part of deen. It was for the writing. But during that time also he says, I would recite the third kalima so that a single moment of my time is not wasted. A single moment of my time is not wasted. So wal asr, by the token of time, this is the importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to time. And today, it is the cheapest commodity. Unfortunately, we treat time as the cheapest of commodities. During the month of Ramadan, which is around the corner, we would plan activities which are not altogether impermissible, which are not altogether impermissible, but they are not in accordance with the mizaj of the month of Ramadan, with the atmosphere of the month of Ramadan. They are not in accordance with utilizing our time 100%. But we would arrange these type of activities, particularly in the month of Ramadan, so that the time would pass. So that the time would pass. Our Haji Farooq Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, who used to come here very often, of Sakhar, he would mention that the time would indeed pass, but we ourselves will fail. The time would indeed pass, but we ourselves will fail. So we have to make sure that we utilize this great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Let us analyze our lives. Those who are 20, who are 30, who are 40, who are 50, who are 60. When we look back, it seems as though it was a dream. It seems as though the life that has passed was a dream. Ho rahi hai umar misle baraf kam. Ho rahi hai umar misle baraf kam. Chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. That our life is melting away like a block of ice. On a hot summer's day, our life is melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day. There is an Arabic, a verse of poetry in Arabic that says, حياتك أنفاس تعد فكلما حياتك أنفاس تعد فكلما من مضى منها نفس انقضت به جزءك. That your life are but a few breaths. Your life is but a few breaths, counted, limited. تعد فكلما مضى منها نفس. Every time a breath of yours passes, every time you take a breath, part of your life has decreased. Part of yourself has gone away from you. So this great capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us of time needs to be spent, needs to be invested in the correct avenues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself refers to this time with business, in order to make it more easy for us to understand. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Should I show you, should I give you some very good financial advice? Some very good advice. عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ. Should I show you a venture, a business that will save you from the punishment of the fire, that will save you from a very, very dangerous punishment? هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And it is On the day of Qiyamah that we will value this time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, when people will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, can we be sent into this world once more so that we might do righteous actions? We will not return to our evil habits. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will at that point say, did we not give you enough life that if you wanted to take a lesson, you could have taken a lesson? If you wanted to take heed of some advice, you could have taken heed of some advice. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And the warner had come to you. Warners had come to us. The Mufassireen explain that these warners, they are different explanations of the warner. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. That warners had come to us. Some Mufassireen explain that 124,000 Sahaba Ikram, Anbiya Ikram, alayhi musallatu wassalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent. These were the warners that came to us. Some have said that it is the white hair that comes upon a person's beard. That this is a warner. That now there is not much time left. Your beard has become white. Abhi to aaye hai baalon mein chand taare sunahri. Abhi to aaye hai baalon mein chand taare sunahri. Hai karna tera hai taqwa mein faasle abhi kitne. That now some white strands of hair have come onto our beard. There are so many, there is still so much of distance that we need to cover in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is so much we have to still do to fulfill our actual, our real objective of being sent into this world. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرْ. And some Mufassireen say that when a person has a pota, a paternal grandson, his son's son, then that is the warner. That, oh, grandfather, there is not much time left anymore. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. That, O people, by the token of time, insan is at a loss. Mankind is at a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe and do righteous actions. That is with regards to ourselves. It is with regards to ourselves. We believe and we do righteous actions. But it doesn't stop there for a mu'min and a believer. He will not be completely successful. He will be still in a partial loss if he does not tawasaw bilhaq wa tawasaw bilsabr. If he does not enjoin what is good and forbid from what is evil. I'm giving you the tafsir, the explanation of the Quran, of this verse of the Quran Sharif. That this is also from amongst the duties of a believer. The hadith, in conclusion, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسين, that value five things before five others take them over. Value five aspects of your life before five other things take them over. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ. Your youth before you become old. Your youth. Value your youth before you become old. Do not say that we will become pious and righteous and change our ways once we become old. Hafiz Saadi Shirazi rahmatullah alayhi says that even the fox leaves his mischief in old age. There is no kamal. It is not something that is of a great, great virtue if an old man has to leave out his evil ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the young person, wants to see the young person sacrificing his impermissible desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس شبابك قبل هرمك وصحة قبل سقمك قبل سقمك. And value your health before you become sick. Because sickness is going to come, whether we like it or not. Sickness is going to come. Value your health before the sickness comes. وغناك قبل فقرك. And value the riches, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you before poverty comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us so many examples where multi-millionaires overnight, some catastrophe, some disaster, have lost everything and they have to stand at the doors of people. And these are realities. We cannot turn our eyes away from these realities. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, and value your free time before you become too busy. Before there is no time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Value that free time. Do not while it away, because the time will pass, but we will fail. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and value your life before you die. Value your life before you die. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon this verse of these verses of the Quran Sharif, the surah of the Quran Sharif, and may He give us the tawfiq to value our time. To value our time. Everyone who has been successful in this world, in any aspect of his life, if you analyze his life is very organized. It is valued. There is no time for whiling away. There is no time for whiling away. Before I conclude, just one incident. A steward on the aircraft told Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, who was here a few weeks back, that I have been wanting to ask you something for the last 18 years. I see you on the sector, flying on the sector for the last 18 years. But every time I've wanted to ask you something, you have been either reading something or writing or busy on your computer. So every time I wanted to ask you something, you were busy. Now the time that we spend in the plane is normally at leisure. But these people who are of worth, they value every single moment of this. So may Allah, and one more aspect that Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention. He said, if you want to do something, do not wait for free time, that when I get free time, then I will do it. He says, kaam karne ka tariqa yeh hai, ke do kaamo ke darmiyan teesra kaam ghusa do. The method of doing some piece of work, of undertaking an assignment, is that between your two assignments, squeeze the third assignment in. That is the only way that it will be done. That is the only way that it will be done. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.